cackle. It just doesn't sit well with people. They probably should have just kept her behind the scenes like most vice presidents. But, you know, the Democrats figured, oh, well, because they play this identity politics game, they think that no matter how badly she does when she speaks, the very fact that she's a woman and she's black is enough that they should keep sending her out there. And I just think it's a big mistake, and I hope they keep it up.
What do you think, because the president earlier this week and even into last week was saying that fighting inflation was going to be job one for him. What are they doing about inflation, other than having a nice meeting with the Fed the other day? Other than that, though, what have they actually done that's going to help?
Not a thing. And the reason is the things that they could be doing to fix the problem, in order to do that, they would have to reimpose a lot of Donald Trump's America First agenda. You have to make America energy independent again. That's what will bring down gas prices. There's no way that they're going to go back and admit that Donald Trump was right and they were wrong. Although Janet Yellen, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was today, Kevin, I think even Janet Yellen came out and admitted, oh, we got this inflation thing wrong. It wasn't transitory. That's very unusual for a Democrat to admit a mistake like that. And I think they'd be hard-pressed to reverse themselves and re-implement a lot of Donald Trump's successful policies in order to save the country. They would rather the country go down the toilet than do the right thing.
And what are they doing about gas prices? I mean, the gas prices, as we mentioned, have reached an all-time high in all 50 states. Is there anything they can do short of reversing these Biden policies and replacing them with Trump policies?
I don't see how. You want to bring these gas prices down, you've got to go back to the days when, I think I read the other day that the last Memorial Day when Trump was in office, gas was, average price of gas across the country was less than $2 a gallon. I don't think that they can do anything to fix that. They may come down a little bit between now and November, but there's no way that they're going to be back down to the level that it was when Trump left office. The bigger problem, however, isn't that there isn't anything that they can do. Kevin, they don't want to. They are fully invested in this green energy thing, and Biden continues to talk about how we're going to get off of fossil fuels and everybody's going to drive an electric car. They want the price of gas to stay high, and in an effort to try to force Americans to buy electric cars that most Americans either A, don't want, or B, can't afford. So I even if there was something that they could do in the short term to bring these prices down, look, he's already tried tapping into the strategic oil reserve, I think, twice. And that didn't do anything. The prices of gas just went up even higher after they exhausted that option. So I don't think there's anything they can do. And frankly, I don't think there's anything that they want to do. They're enjoying the pain that they're causing on the American public because in their minds, this is what has to be done in order to move people out of their gas-powered cars and into electric-powered cars.
Final 90 seconds. I got to ask you, because everybody asked me, the integrity of the vote. Are you convinced that we're going to have a free and fair election on June 14th and again on November 8th?
I'm convinced that it's going to be a lot better than it was in 2020. I'm not convinced that everything that could be done has been done. And I just want everybody to remember, this is not the fault of the Secretary of State's office. The county clerks and the election officials at the county level, that's just the way Nevada is set up. They have control of it, and I just saw reports yesterday that there are still problems with observing the vote in some Clark County locations. And until we get that problem resolved, until we get rid of ballot harvesting completely, and until we get rid of this automatic mail-in balloting, there's still going to be concerns, but it absolutely will be better than it was in 2020. And if you want to lose this election, go ahead and stay home. Do not let that stop you from going out to vote. You got to vote in numbers that overcome the margin of cheating if it happens.
Chuck, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We will talk again soon.
You got it. Take care, Kevin.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Check out Muth's Truths. It is absolutely incredible, and there's new stuff every week, and it's really good stuff. It really honestly is. Coming up, Dr. Fred Simon, and don't forget, 250. Exactly. Hard to believe it. Hard to believe it. 250, 10 till 3. We'll be giving away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. We're going to do that at 250, 10 minutes until 3. Stay with us. More to do. Lots more to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, as we check out our traffic conditions on area freeways right now, major delays as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, expect backups on that transition lane, too. Those merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound through that area. Also, lane restrictions 515 westbound. That's at Eastern Avenue. Heavy volumes on the Beltway as we speak right now. 215 eastbound at Gillespie. Westbound 215 at Valley Verde, and road work on the 95 southbound. That's from Jones to the 15. Restrictions through Friday.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Prior to the Aces game against Connecticut yesterday, Asia Wilson was named the Western Conference Player of the Week after she averaged 23 points and 11 rebounds last week, and then she continued that run in an 89-81 win against Connecticut as she has 24 points and 14 rebounds, Jackie Young scoring 21 points. The Aces are on a 7-game winning streak. Their record is 9-1, and they are going to play host to Connecticut for a second straight game against them coming up tomorrow night. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Technology allows us to manage everything from our wrists.
Get the fly swatter.
Not necessary. My smartwatch will take care of it.
But to manage all your clouds, you need more than technology. You need a VMware cross-cloud services solution orchestrated by CDW to simplify workflows, speed innovation, and secure all your applications across any cloud.
Does your watch tell time?
Only if you get the app.
VMware makes robust multi-cloud management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
13 days to primary election day. We've been talking about this for 16, 17 months. We've got candidates that have been traversing the state for a long, long time, and it all comes down to the final stretch drive. Joining us now, and we are honored to have him on, Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor. He is a trauma surgeon, he's a small businessman, and he's a good guy to boot. And he joins us. Dr. Simon, where are you today?
Kevin, well, I've been in Las Vegas. We've been walking Henderson. I've been in Boulder City as well. We spent a lot of time down here in the south in between being up north. We're having a lot of fun. We're meeting a lot of people. We have been, I personally have been knocking on doors for about 2 months on a consistent basis, a couple hundred a day.
What are you hearing when you knock on those doors? And I'm assuming your door knocking rate, that they answer a lot of the door knocking. What are they telling you?
You know, it's very interesting. There wasn't a lot of engagement till about the last 10 days. People knew that there was an election coming up, kind of. When the initial ballots came out, the ones informative ballots, but not the real ballots, which came out last Saturday, people still weren't really engaged in it. Things they want to talk about, there's a lot of single-issue voters. One of the things that has been more prominent since I kind of talk about it and bring it up is development, especially down in Las Vegas and Boulder City and even in the north, and the concern about water, the concern about land, and also the concern about the traffic and the infrastructure costs, and the fact that we have a lot of infrastructure issues from the rapid growth of the population with really no answers to this. So the other thing, too, that people are very interested in is a fair election. But we've heard that for months and months. But, you know, when we look at things, the interesting aspect of this is now I have to somewhat agree with people going, maybe we're not going to have a fair election. Maybe we have too much corruption in this state. So we got the Google analytics that came out last night around 11 o'clock. And my campaign is on the upswing consistently. And I'm right up there at the top. And there are people on the downswing. Isn't it fascinating? Early this morning, the Reno debate, which has been on YouTube for months, disappeared.
Why was that?
An interview I had with one of the reporters disappeared. They refused to let me get nominated for the endorsement for the Republican Party. Interesting. I was not allowed to get in the Channel 8 debate, even though I've won about five of the straw poll debates. And then when you look on the ballot, the Secretary of State said you can't put Dr. Simon, you can't put Fred Simon, M.D., but the next gentleman down for me, in parentheses, is D-O-C-K. Isn't this fascinating?
And what is the reasoning, for instance, to not making the Channel 8 debate? What was the reason that they gave you?
That I needed to spend about $30,000 on a poll to prove that I had enough support within the community to be on the debate, even though I have been campaigning for 12 months, have showed up at all the debates around the state, and Lombardo has not. I've done well, and they wanted me to show that I had a contract for an office in Las Vegas. What does that have to do with a debate? I don't know. It's all very interesting, Kevin. I'm having a lot of fun with this.
Well, let me just ask you, though, for instance, why did YouTube take down the video of the January debate or event at the Atlantis?
You know, I'll tell you what my impression of all of this is. I'm doing really very well, and they're suppressing me. There have been multiple articles in newspapers in Reno and Las Vegas. I was the first one in this campaign. and they eliminate me from the governor's race many times. And I have been at every Republican women's meeting at least three times. I've showed up everywhere. I've campaigned everywhere. And why would they refuse when people at the Republican meeting on that Saturday down at the Palace Station not allow me to be nominated when Joey was, Lombardo was, Deonora was? It's just all very interesting. So, I think it's suppression, and I think they're afraid of me.
So who is they? Let's name names.
Well, you know what? I think it may be both Democrats and Republicans. I think there is a process to try and get Joe Lombardo the nominee for the Republican Party. There would be no other reason, you know, in regards to this, to take down a video in Reno where we all did pretty well. I did very well on that one. Lombardo didn't show up. I did really well. Why would you take that down when my analytics are showing that I am really gaining and I'm at the top of the list now? I'm at the top with, you know, maybe Lombardo below me right now. If you look at this week and last week, and it can't be coincidental that these videos the next day disappear. I don't have the answer. They're not going to tell us. This is politics. Is it corruption? Everybody's got their opinion. Is it fair? Everybody's got their opinion. I'm just flowing along. I'm meeting people. We are working harder than any other campaign, and I've been the only governor candidate out there knocking on doors by myself. And I go door to door from 9 o'clock until dusk, and I've been doing this for 2 months, and I've done over 7,000 doors. So this is correlative to the interest in the campaign and the analytics. I'm campaigning. People are connecting. It propagates. And then all of a sudden, this guy who was just humming along is now the guy who's got the stair steps going upwards, and nobody else does. So let me ask you, what do you think?
Well, again, Dr. Fred Simon joining us, a Republican candidate for governor. He is sprinting to the finish line, and nobody's going to outwork this guy. Let me just ask you, in all of the polling that I've seen, and it's all the public polling, you may have seen some private polling along the way, there is like 20%, 18% undecided. Do you find that number is coming way down, and that people, and the question I would ask you is, how do you find those people? I mean, you know they're out there, but how do you find them so you can convince them?
Well, this has been very fascinating. I'm a life learner, and I've learned so much, and I've learned a lot about the inner working. So first, let's say, what has Simon been said that he's polling? 3%. Can't possibly be. Can't possibly be, but it's okay. I'm not going to go by a number because I know the system is flawed. Then when I go and meet people, they haven't made a decision. But when you knock on their door and you give them time and you go through your platform and they get a chance to talk to you, there's a connection. That's almost always a vote. And some people will tell me, they have a connection with somebody, and I'll go, well, let's talk about it if you have time. And they go, sure. Some people will go, nope, I've made my decision. I will tell you, since the ballot came out, and I've been walking an average of 200 doors a day, I've only met about 10 people who voted. They still haven't voted. Though the statistics that just came out, there's 149,000 approximately Republicans who are registered to vote. 13,000 have voted already per the Republican Party. So they are voting. But I will tell you, my experience is I run into people, lots of them every day, who have not made their decision yet.
Wow. Wow. It will be interesting to see how this all plays out. How are you going to spend these final 13 days? You're going to spend it up north? You're going to spend it down south? The rurals? What?
Well, we have a strategic plan based upon different metrics we're using, where we've been, where we think our penetration has been, where we need more penetration. We're going to make that decision in the next couple of days, but we have a five-day plan right now to travel different parts of the state. We know that we're weak down in Vegas. That's what the analytics show us. And so we need to spend more time, like in Henderson. We spend a lot of time in Boulder City. We spend a fair amount of time in Mesquite. So it's pretty hard to get out there in 100 degrees and walk like I did all day yesterday, but that's what's necessary. It's the only way someone like me who doesn't have millions of dollars to put out TV ads all day long like Lombardo does to get my name out. And that's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
The morning of the 14th.
Dr. Simon, always good to visit with you. Be safe out on the campaign trail, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
Thanks, Kevin. My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Dr. Fred Simon, a Republican candidate for governor. We're going to give away a $50 gas card in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Now, you know this isn't Sam Brown's first rodeo, right? He ran for office in Texas.
Wait, he's from Texas?
He moved there from Arkansas to run for office. Poured it on thick, too.
Here it is.
Texas has been good to us. Texas is really God's country. Let's plant our roots in Dallas and really invest in the community there.
Wait for it.
And I'm not going anywhere.
But he only moved here in 2018.
Yeah, and he's running for Senate after just living here a few years, right?
I have socks that have literally been in Nevada longer than Sam Brown. So why did he leave Texas?
Well, voters in Texas asked the same thing, didn't they?
You would never get me out of here. It'll literally take an act of God to get me out of Texas.
Wait, so what happened?
Well, he lost the race in Texas.
Ouch. So losing an election was an act of God?
Apparently for Sam Brown it was.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth, and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
$2.50. 10 till 3. And you know what that means. Time to give away a $50 gas card. And a basic oil change from Meineke. Caller number 5. Caller number 5, 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. Caller number 5 will be our winner. You don't have to answer any question. You don't have to do anything. Just be caller number 5. By the way, at the end of the week, we'll be giving away to all our daily winners. We are going to be giving away to one lucky winner a $100 gas card. How about that? That's going to be so cool. We'll be doing that on Friday. But right now, caller number 5, a $50 gas card, and a basic oil change from Meineke. So be caller number 5. You'll be our winner. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club. Weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Thanks for listening. Fueled by Meineke Car Care Center here on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.